The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 391.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a professional risk taker, and I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story with us on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Christy Arnett. Christy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, you are already helping me build my confidence by having said that I am an amazing woman here on the show and having me on. I feel honored. So thank you.
Not a problem.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, so when I describe myself, I just really simply say professional risk taker because I have spent the last, more than a decade now in the poker industry, first as a reporter and as a professional poker player. And now as a coach and podcaster and entrepreneur, I'm using all of the skills that I learned playing poker and transferring it into my life in these new arenas. And I also know that when I coach people, the biggest thing I'm coaching them is in shifting their relationship with risk. And so, you know, that's kind of how I describe myself. I work with people and share these interesting, amazing stories about how we create the results that we want in our lives. And that's through taking risks. And I love the topic of your show because one of the things, speaking of risk, that I really working with people to understand is that lots of times people think that they need to be confident before they take risks. Like, once I build up my confidence, then I'll start the business, or then I'll go on dates. Once I do this, then I'll be confident. But it doesn't work that way. And part of transforming people's relationship with risk is that they get to really understand that confidence comes as a result of taking risks.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, I totally agree with you when it comes to confidence, right? You do things even though when you're scared, right? Even though if you have no clue what's going to happen, it's just taking that action and, you know, knowing that everything will fall into place, will work out. And, you know, sometimes we do have to take risks, right? And it's not as always as easy, especially growing up as an Asian woman. You know, it's like you've been taught never to like take any risk, right? You just play the safe road and you're good to go. Not realizing like that in itself is really not really helping you in terms of your self-confidence, self-love, and everything else under the sun. So, you know, it's really cool what you're doing, and I think that's great. And Christy, what's your cultural background?
I am half Korean and half Vietnamese. My mom was adopted from South Korea when she was 11. So by the time she came over, she, you know, didn't speak English. And so I grew up in Michigan. So whenever I go, you know, anywhere with people of Asian descent, they're always like, where are you from? Like, I can't figure it out because I'm half and half, but I grew up in Michigan. So unfortunately I don't speak either, which really makes me sad, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Christy, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote is, and it's really simple, which is just that to the extent that we can love ourselves is the extent that we love others, that we can love others. Because so often what I hear people say about self-confidence is that it is like this outward thing, this how straight I stand up, or how loudly I speak, or how much influence or power I have in my career or whatever. And I really believe that our purpose as humans is to love and connect and to be happy. And part of self-confidence, I mean, all of self-confidence, in my opinion, comes from within and with our ability to love ourselves and other people.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I totally agree with you. I mean, you know, it has to start with us first, knowing to love ourselves. So we know the kind of love we deserve and the kind of love we can give to others as well. So, you know, that's a great quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
It's interesting because, and I'm sure actually I'll share this when you ask, you know, in the aha moments, but it is really a little bit of what I just mentioned. To me, self-confidence, authentic confidence, comes from a true owning of our life story and who we are. And that there's no parts of ourself that we put into a dark closet and put away and don't like about ourselves. Like when I work with people, what I often see is that there is a shadow part of ourselves, or this part of ourselves that we say in our head, if people knew this about me, they wouldn't like me. They wouldn't love me. And we all have that. Every single one of us has this shadow side that we want to keep in the dark away from people. And it's not that we have to share what that is or promote it or tell everybody, but self-confidence grows from sunlight and love and nurturing of this shadow side, where we can say to ourselves, this part of is a part of me. The things that I've done, the mistakes that I've made, the thoughts that I have that aren't so pretty sometimes, and that we can still be with that part of ourselves and love it and nurture it and own it. And that is where true self-confidence comes from.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love how you mentioned, you know, nurturing our shadow side, because we all have, you know, days where we just aren't 100%, or we just maybe go through a period of time where we're just sad and, you know, depressed, and that's okay. Sometimes we might have to go through that, but learning to accept it and realize it's a part of us and learning how we can, you know, overcome it is what makes us the person that we are today, become stronger, become, you know, more compassionate to others. So it's great that you mentioned that. And Christy, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah. And before I answer that, I also want to say that it isn't a complacent place either. Because when you said sometimes, you know, we might be depressed and that's okay. You know, it's like this, it's still forward action movement. Like in those days that we do feel sad, it's like that we can nurture it, but also know that we don't define ourselves either by our darkness or our shadow side. Like depression, because people say when they say I am depressed, it is like that becomes a part of them too, where they like over identify with the shadow side also. So it's like, it's not just staying in it, but it's loving, nurturing, and also moving forward. So I just really quickly wanted to say that. And for me, life before I understood this self-confidence was what I would describe like a prison. It was I felt trapped with my own negative thoughts and viewpoint on myself and the way that I thought I quote unquote should be, or how things should be. And I mentioned that I was a reporter in poker for a really long time. So, you know, I moved to Las Vegas when I was 21 and started reporting and interviewing poker players and being in the public eye in this very small industry. And there were these forums, like any other forum, but there were poker forums. And then there was just this one subject called news, views, and gossip, where people could just talk about whatever they wanted. And they would often talk about the girls in poker, like the reporters, the players. And because it's a male-dominated sport, there were lots of men just objectifying women. I mean, not all of them, of course. Some of them were very sweet and, you know, defended us. But there were times where people would be like, Christy is ugly. I wouldn't bang her if she was the last woman on earth, or, you know, her boobs are so small. How can anybody think she's sexy? And it was like when I was 21, 22, 23, it was devastating. And the reason is that I did not have a true sense of self-confidence, authentic confidence. But I walked around the world with my head high and like I tried to look confident. But inside, the reason why those words hurt so badly was because I thought of them as true. And so my, you know, that during that time, it was excruciating. Anybody who threw anything at me, I would just internalize it. And it was just such a prison. And then it manifested into anxiety and stress and social anxiety. It was not fun.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something we can all relate to, right? I mean, someone says something bad about us, we take it to heart to the point where we feel like that's the only thing that's true. And then it just like internalizes in our head, thinking like, this is what we are, this is who we are, this is what people are saying about us, not realizing like, you know, they can say that about us, but we don't have to think that's who we are. I mean, it's just one person's opinion. And when you can realize like, you know, people are going to talk about us no matter what happens, good or bad, and just kind of let go of that, I mean, we can feel a lot lighter and realize like we can just live life to our truest self. And what was that aha moment in your life when you realized that you can be the person that you are today, have that confidence, and in turn help other people?
My aha was actually that the only reason it hurt was because I somewhere in myself was insecure and thought it was true. And so, you know, a little bit of what you just said, which is interesting, is that we don't have to take what they're saying as true, which is, you know, it's like someone saying, okay, I know you're, let me see, how do I want to say that? So if someone said something about you, which you knew was like absolutely not true, like for sure not true, like Sheena, you're like so incredibly fat or something, which you're like clearly not. You are a gorgeous, beautiful woman. You know you're not like obese and overweight. And so they would be, so you'd just be like, okay, like whatever. That it doesn't affect you. But if someone would say something that internally you believe is true, then it's going to hurt. So my aha moment was that as I did the work, and by work I mean looking at my own insecurities, where they came from, whether they're true or not, and did that like deep internal personal development, emotional intelligence, deep dive about my own thoughts about criticism and why I think, you know, why I let someone call me ugly and it land. Then once I started, like I said, owning those parts of myself and slowly nurturing and creating self-love, it was like, now it has become like Teflon. Now it's like they try to throw something at me and it just like slides right off because there's nothing in me that, I mean, of course, I have my moments, as we all do, but it doesn't hurt me because I inside don't truly believe that I'm ugly. I have self-love now. And that is my aha moment, that it's not just like, oh, I'm just going to ignore them. It's that it is this internal shift that I myself and everybody themselves is responsible for. So it's not like blaming the other person. Like, I just wish that you wouldn't say these mean things, or you're so wrong for saying these mean things, because that comes from their own dark insecurity shadow side and them trying to feel better about themselves. But if I do the work and I shift myself, because I am the only one responsible and I love myself, these words won't matter.
Awesome. And thanks for that great aha moment. And it's really important doing the inner work, right? That's how we can realize, you know, why do we think the way we think and how we can change it and learn, you know, something about us in the process as well. And, you know, because of the work that you did to yourself, you know, creating the self-love, nurturing, you know, your insecurities and coming out of that, what's your life been like now?
It is freedom, because, you know, the way I described it before, the jail and the jail, it's like jail of insecurity, and it just felt so tight. And now it's like I am free to continue risking, to putting myself out there. And regardless of what people think, regardless of what they say, I know I'm going to be okay. You know, I know that I can handle whatever is thrown at me. So freedom.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Christy, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
I would say first that wherever you are in your journey is beautiful and perfect. Don't waste time beating yourself up about where you are in your confidence, because it's really easy to say, God, I should be over this by now. I shouldn't care about what people say, or I should. And that will not get you anywhere. And it is continuing the cycle that keeps you stuck. And so just accepting where you are and finding beauty in where you are in your journey of self-confidence, that there could be a lesson and reason of where you are currently that will set you up for the rest of your life. Whatever that lesson is or that path is to get you to move forward and heal and embrace all of who you are, this is just the path and where you are right now.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that great tip. And Christy, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a fellow podcast. I love being with fellow podcasters, so thank you. And it's called WTF Am I Doing With My Life? Because I all think we have these moments where we find ourselves off track or not really on the path of where we want to be in our lives. And we just ask ourselves, like, what are we doing with our life? And so, you know, it's all about personal development and emotional intelligence and spiritual growth. And we share stories about people who've used this question to move towards what creating what they want in their lives. And so if you want to hear that, you can go to christyarnett.com. That's where I have, you know, all the podcasts and blog posts. And I would love to connect with any of you guys. So yeah, Christy, KristyArnett.com. And all of my social media handles are the same-ish. I mean, if you search that, you'll find it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that, Christy. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Christy, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Christy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just really want to thank Christy for taking the time today to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Christy.
Thank you, Sheena. And also, I just really acknowledge you for what you're doing. I mean, 5 days a week helping people with their self-confidence, women, and I just really appreciate the kind of difference that you're making and the commitment that it requires to do this so often. So thank you for who you are and having me on. I had a blast. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And no, really, it was great having you on the show. So thanks again. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free self-talk tape for building self-confidence by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.